Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. Santa Clara County supervisors are looking at how to use the funds they'll get from settling lawsuits with opioid manufacturers to prevent fentanyl overdose deaths. KQED's Nina Thorson reports.
The county's getting its first installments of drug settlement money, nearly $6 million this year. Over the next two decades, it could total more than $48 million. The plan that supervisors are looking at for this year includes adding outpatient substance abuse treatment in schools, as well as more inpatient treatment beds for young people. It also provides naloxone kits and training for staff at libraries, public transit, bars and restaurants, and colleges and universities, among others. 160 people died from fentanyl overdoses in Santa Clara County last year. I'm Nina Thorson, KQED News.
Humans and dogs are responsible for more than a quarter of the injuries and issues that get animals admitted to a local marine mammal rescue center. That's according to last year's data released today by the Marine Mammal Center. KQED's Sarah Geiser has more.
In the Bay Area, the center says the biggest problems are caused when people illegally try to pick up or move harbor seal pups, as well as attacks and harassment by dogs. The center, based in the Marin Headlands, says the numbers highlight the need for members of the public to keep their distance when it comes to marine wildlife. Don't try to touch or move animals or get close to them. Keep your dogs on a leash around marine wildlife. And if you see an animal who seems to be in distress, call in the experts. Don't try to handle it yourself. I'm Sarah Geiser, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.